Hello, Marshall. I've got a cooking tale for you today and all of our listeners. I think that you folks might enjoy it. I know that you're a longtime camp cook like myself. This morning's breakfast might be a good case in point. You know, as an old outdoorsman, I'm all about a one-skillet meal for several reasons. You don't have a lot of pots to clean up in the outdoors. You've got one skillet, and the skillet I use for a lot of it is a big cast iron skillet. It's probably a 14-inch skillet. But this is a one-skillet breakfast. I thought that might be a good place. And a friend of mine came over. We actually went down and ran a hog trap early this morning. We've got a couple of hog traps set. Didn't have a hog, so I said, well, let's go back to headquarters and let me cook us some breakfast. So here's what I did, and the ingredients can really vary. You don't have to be per se the what we used this morning. But what I always do is start out with a little olive oil, and I put that in that cast iron skillet, Marshall, and then I chipped up some potatoes, about two potatoes. There was two of us that I was cooking for, and cubed those up into pretty small pieces, threw them in there with the little olive oil, and got those browning. And then when they were almost done, I chipped up half of a yellow onion and threw that in there with the potatoes. Now, you know, if you been listening to all the past shows, you know that I make cured smoked ham from wild hogs at home. Well, I had the tenderloin of a small hog that had been smoked and cured. I cubed about half of that up, ham, and it had been sugar cured, you know, and smoked with wild plum wood. That's what I use. So I cubed that up in little pieces, and I tossed that in there with the potatoes and onion, and I chipped up a sliver of bell pepper, pretty good-sized piece of bell pepper, and added it after that. So I probably left that in there for maybe, oh, gosh, 3 or 4 minutes until everything had kind of got translucent as peppers and onions had started cooking and all those flavors blended. Well, I put, instead of salt and pepper, I use a fajita seasoning that's not overly salty. You can use any kind of seasoning you want, from salt and pepper to garlic powder. But I dusted it with my favorite seasoning so it'd have some added flavor, and stirred it around. Now, I took that. I had a skillet, you know, oh, probably a third of the way full of some pretty tasty ingredients there. I took a spatula and moved everything to the outside of the skillet, left a little clearing right in the middle of the skillet. Well, there I added just a little butter, made real unsalted butter, real butter, and moved that around so it kind of coated the bottom of the skillet, and I broke 3 eggs into that and scrambled them right in the middle of the other ingredients. So we've got it all going on in one skillet. So then what I did, I took the spatula and incorporated those scrambled eggs into all that, and then I scooped all that out of the skillet. I slapped some flour tortillas down and heated those, put the ingredients on the flour tortilla. That right there is a pretty tasty one-skillet camp breakfast. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.